from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Matthew McCarthy. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the estate of Chantel Caesar. This Mass is offered in memory of Chantel and for her living and deceased family members. May her soul and the souls of the faithful departed rest in peace. Amen. Today, the Daily TV Mass community begins our week of Masses for prayers for vocations. Before each Mass, we invite you to join us in prayer to our Blessed Mother for vocations. This week, we will be listening to reflections and homilies about the call to various vocations. Next Sunday, on April 21st, 2024, we join our prayers with the entire Church on the Worldwide Day of Prayer for Vocations. Pope Francis said that God calls each of us to make definitive choices, and he has a plan for each of us. To discover that plan and to respond to our vocation is to move forwards in personal fulfillment. Please join with me as we pray to our Blessed Mother for vocations. O Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, this week, the Daily TV Mass community commends to you those seeking and living their spiritual vocations. Assist them to answer yes to the divine call, as you did at the invitation of the angel. Draw them near to your heart so that they can understand the joy that awaits them when they answer your Son's call to be witnesses of his love in the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
So my brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did. For through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they secretly instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people, as well as the elders and the scribes. Then they suddenly confronted him, seized him, and brought him before the council. They set up false witnesses who said, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses handed on to us." And all who sat in the council looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your ordinances before me. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. No one lives on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had fed the crowd from the five loaves, he crossed the lake by walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So as was mentioned at the beginning of Mass, this week here at the Daily TV Mass, we will begin this week of prayers for vocations. So first of all, I want to thank you for all the prayers that you've prayed for vocations thus far and for the prayers that you will commit to say throughout this week. So each day of this week, the faithful, all of us are encouraged to pray for an increased response to the vocations of the priesthood, the religious life, and the consecrated life into holy matrimony. And I use that phrase intentionally. So we pray for an increased response to these holy vocations. We don't pray for an increase in vocations. God has already called an abundant number of men and women to be priests, religious brothers and sisters, into holy matrimony. We don't negotiate the number with God. We leave that to him. But we do pray on our part for more individual men and women to be more generous in responding to that call, to hear and respond that call to these vocations. Because this is particularly challenging nowadays, hearing the call that God has for us, because we live in a world that's so surrounded by noise, and God speaks most often in silence and in peace, but because of so much surface-level noise and things going on nowadays, these things are threatening to drown out the call. And so we pray that men and women, more men and women, would be able to hear, first and foremost, to hear the vocation that God has called them to, but also the grace to generously respond to that. So we pray. We pray, which is really the best thing that we can do for this intention of increasing responses to vocations. You know, Bishop Fulton Sheen would always say that when it comes to fostering vocations, the Lord only gives us one instruction that we know of anyways, one that's written down, one directive in Scripture, and that's to pray. To pray to the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers into his harvest. When you and I choose to take something to prayer, when we choose to make prayer our strategy, not to pray about our strategy, but to make prayer our strategy, when we choose to lift something up to the Lord to prayer, that's our way of saying to God, Lord, you're better at doing this than we are. You're better at figuring out this problem than we are, and so we want you to take over right from the very beginning. That's what we do when we pray. I mean, there's nothing more that the evil one hates than for a person to find their vocation, to respond to their vocation, to find their path to holiness, which leads to eternal life. There's nothing more that he hates than that, because that's bad news for him. A person who finds their way to holiness, whatever their vocation is, that automatically brings other people with them. That's how God's grace works. It's diffusive. When the grace of the Lord works in the depths of a person, in the hidden depths of the person, God cannot help but make that beneficial to those around them. So it would make sense that the evil one would consider this particular issue of vocations to be of utter importance. And so we use the best weapon we have in our arsenal, and that's prayer, relying on the grace of God. But I'd like to challenge all of us participating in this week of prayer for vocations, not simply to pray for vocations, but to allow yourself to be seen in your prayer. To allow yourself to be seen praying. Now, I know this might sound like I'm encouraging everyone to be like a Pharisee, you know, hypocritical, sort of an outward show type of spirituality, but I'm really not advocating for that. Neither is the Lord, certainly. Here's the reality. There have been studies on this, and so the statistics are abundantly clear that when both mom and dad, for example, are seen by their kids to go to Mass, to go to Eucharistic Adoration, to pray the Rosary, when parents allow their children to see this, the kids are much more likely to retain the faith and by extension respond to the vocation that the Lord has for them. I remember coming across a YouTube channel a little while ago, and it was a channel that displayed or showed people giving their testimony of them coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And most of them, a lot of them, came from rough backgrounds. Some were addicted, some were into drugs, some had been to jail, come from horrible backgrounds, as you can imagine. But one common ingredient that was present in most of these stories was when the person would say something like, Grandma would pray with me as a kid. I remember that. My life took a downward turn, but I never forgot the prayers that Grandma said with me as a kid, or Grandpa said with me as a kid. And I can definitely relate to that. I thank God that both my parents, as well as my grandparents on both sides of the family, were very prayerful people. You know, one of my favorite images of my granddad on my dad's side is him kneeling on the hardwood floor to pray the Rosary. He was 80 years old. I was cuddled up in the corner with my rosary, but he wouldn't have it any other way. He was on his knees, couldn't change his mind, praying the rosary. That had an impact on me. My grandfather, my Lolo, on my mom's side of the family, he was a great fan of Bishop Fulton Sheen and Pope John Paul II, and his devotion to them and to all the other saints definitely made an impact on me. So I was blessed to be surrounded by prayerful family members on both sides of the family, and that no doubt had an effect on me. So again, when it comes to helping young people respond to God's call, let's use the best strategy we can employ, and that is prayer. To pray for vocations, but not simply praying in private, which is always a good idea to do, but allowing those to whom you are a mentor to see and experience that prayerfulness. Because as the old saying goes, the faith is more easily caught than taught, and the same goes for holy vocations. And so let us offer our prayers to the Lord. With faith and confidence, we now bring our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady to our Father, who sent his Son to be our good shepherd and to lay down his life for us in love and service. For all of those in the Daily TV Mass Prayer Intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During this week of Masses for prayers for vocations, the Daily TV Mass community joins together to pray for those whom God is calling to serve him in the priesthood, the permanent diaconate, religious life, and the laity who are living as consecrated virgins, single people, and engaged and married couples, and for our young people discerning their path in life. May they sense that call with greater clarity and have the courage to respond generously. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, hear the prayers of your people who praise you for your care. Through these prayers of intercession, may we never grow indifferent to the needs of your people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God, forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
And pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.